on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's still morning in Los Angeles, but no telling what may happen later today when it comes to possible protests. There has been three tense days of them over immigration enforcement operations in the area. Arlise Preston is there.
National Guardsmen are standing on the ready in front of the federal building. They are armed with shields and batons.
Scientists with the National Institutes of Health have signed a letter to denounce President Trump's deep cuts in research. Jenna Norton is an NIH staffer.
We are speaking on behalf of hundreds of NIH staff who are standing up together to say we dissent.
Two people are dead following a shooting in front of the Bellagio fountains on the Vegas Strip just before 11 last night. Metropolitan Police Undersheriff Andrew Walsh says the suspect is known but not yet under arrest.
The suspect and the victim had previously engaged in some type of conflict using a variety of social media platforms.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddy first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and cool today with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So our geeky science for the day, or actually it's just good old-fashioned news alert. A new study finds that the H5N1 bird flu, this is the same variation or strain, or, well, it's not the same, it's analogous to the one that swept the world in 1918-1919, killed hundreds of millions of people, that new strain of bird flu has now gone airborne. It's officially airborne. The study focused on transmission in ferrets. So this is not, you know, people yet, but hey, the study says it displayed reduced virulence. It's not quite as deadly, but it's far more contagious. And, of course, this is how the 1918 pandemic started, with a mild flu that then became more virulent as time went on. And this all happens right after the Trump administration canceled an $800 million contract with Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccine. And as Bob Kennedy has stopped tracking bird flu largely, and the whole CDC staff and, you know, those folks that were working on bird flu, they're kind of looking for other things to do. This is here's another piece of this. Amy Maxman, writing for the Kaiser Family Foundation, or KFF, they call it now, Health News. The Trump administration's cancellation of $766 million in contracts to develop mRNA vaccines against potential pandemic flu viruses is the latest blow to national defense. Former health security officials said they warned that the U.S. could be at the mercy of other countries in the next pandemic. Why? Well, we saw this. You know, we developed a vaccine against the against COVID. It rolled it out in December of 2020. And by, you know, the first couple months of 2021, Americans were vaccinated in by the millions. But in other countries, they couldn't get the vaccine because we made it. And, you know, it took months before they got it. And as a consequence, hundreds of thousands of people died in those other countries. Well, if we're not going to manufacture the vaccine, we could be the ones at the end of the bus, at the end of the train, or the end of the whatever, the end of the line. I mean, 103 million people were killed by the last flu pandemic in the last century. They go on to note, in anticipation of the next big one, the U.S. government began bolstering the nation's pandemic flu defenses during the George W. Bush administration. These strategies were designed by the Security Council and the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority at the Department of Health and Human Services. And the Trump administration is undermining each of these steps as it guts these health agencies, Amy Maxman writes, cuts research and health budgets, and issues perplexing policy changes. Since Trump took office, at least half the Security Council staff has been laid off or left, and the future of BARDA is murky. The nation's top vaccine advisor, Peter Marks, resigned under pressure in March, citing, quote, the unprecedented assault on scientific truth. And now Trump is not only stopping funding for vaccines going forward, he's trying to get the vaccine companies to give back to the federal government the money that they've already received and spent on partially developing these vaccines. This is just wild stuff. Meanwhile, over at the Kennedy Center, the Kennedy Center has been around for a while, shall we say. And it could use some spiffing up, but they run on a really tight budget. It's a nonprofit organization. It is associated with the federal government. The president appoints the board of directors and I believe some of the staff. I think the board actually is supposed to fire and hire the staff, but Trump ignored the law or ignored the rules anyway and has taken over the Kennedy Center. And so he's looking for some money to spiff the place up. And here comes the Qatari government going, hey, hey, keep sending weapons to us and keep loving us and we'll do anything you want, Donald. And so now this is a Trump appointee. This is in the Wall Street Journal. A Trump appointee on the Kennedy Center board has suggested building a marina next to it on the Potomac River so that visitors, wealthy, of course, can pull up their boats and listen to music. Kennedy Center officials have discussed speaking to Mideast countries such as Qatar about funding the renovation of its VIP lounges, people familiar with the matter said. The article is titled, It's Opening Night for the MAGA Makeover, the Kennedy Center, over on the Wall Street Journal. So wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. Yeah, the bribery, in other words, the bribery train is still rolling along, right, is the bottom line. Amazing. All right, what's on your mind? James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's my birthday today. And
well, happy birthday,
I hope
James.
You grant me a, thank you, sir. I hope you grant me an extra minute or two for my birthday and to promote world peace through music, rhythm, and harmony. Anyhow, I'm a dinosaur. I'm not a techie. And this is for all the techies out there and patriotic millionaires. Anyhow, anti-war protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-genocide protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-ethnic cleansing protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-bombing hospitals are not anti-Semitic. Anti-starving men, women, children, babies to death protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-using American-made weapons to destroy countries' infrastructure is not anti-Semitic. And being against using American-made smart rockets to obliterate a restaurant with innocent men, women, children, and babies torn to pieces, arms, legs, and torsos all over the streets and restaurants with a lake of blood, innocent blood, that is not anti-Semitic. And I hope one of the patriotic millionaires are listening and could pay for an ad in the Wall Street Journal, WAPO, New York Times, New York Post, etc., and straighten this up. Trump is using anti-Semitic to stop, the triple MIWC, the mighty media military industrial complex conglomeration, and they're all for using American-made.
I totally get it, James. I totally get it. And your rant was spot on. I can't disagree with a word of it. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just want to reemphasize this point you keep making, because you're right. For whatever it's worth, this is more than just Trump, frankly.
Dave, you just faded out.
Okay. I said, frankly, this is more than just Trump, and it's more than just Stephen Miller. And the Stephen Miller thing particularly gets on my nerves because I find him very repulsive. But the truth of the matter is people in America have they've kind of rejected democracy for a variety of reasons. Okay, here's the point. The other day I was trying to make this point about how a lot of Trump voters and some liberals believe the only way to prosperity is wealth. And I was saying it on Michelangelo's show. Here's the thing. There have been wealthy gay people. They weren't free, okay? They weren't totally free. So now they have benefited from some liberal policies, right? And here's the thing is I don't know if it's enough. And what Trump and the Republican Party and MAGA has done is created a fascist framework, infrastructure. Now, whether or not that goes full nationalist, socialist, Nazi, I don't know. We have a lot of foreign adversaries, Tom. I mean, China and Russia could use this. Beijing and Moscow could definitely use this to their political advantage. And also, as far as like racial slurs that we use during wartime, I've been using the term plywoodians. Because that's really what these people want to do. They want to turn humans into plywoodians. You know, because the old targets downrange were made of plywood.
Ah.
All right?
Okay.
Not a human.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe
spoken
that
like
will,
an old artillery,
you know,
man, is that the deal?
Yeah, and maybe that'll help your people's sensitivities to these things. That's really what it boils down to. They want to turn protesters into plywoodians. You are nothing more than a piece of plywood.
Right.
Being forewarned is being forearmed.
There okay, you go. You're the target downrange. Dave, thank you. 15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the Tom Hartman program here in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So it looks like Grok, speaking as Musk, was telling Stephen Miller, I took your wife? Really? Something weird is going on over on X.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policies stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The GOP Taliban is making their move. Changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice. Trying to take your vote.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think the Democrats need to really come out strong against this violence. I mean, because this is only supporting Trump. I mean, they should make it very clear that this is supporting Trump.
Democrats already have done, they've been doing that loudly. Mike. But it's not Democrats who are doing the violence. Crackpots who call themselves anarchists and probably some Trump bumpers in there. I'm guessing.
Right.
I will bet that this next weekend, this next Saturday, you're going to see, ultimately, we're going to find that there's going to be agent provocateurs in the crowds.
Well, yeah. So the key is for all the peaceful protesters to make sure that they turn in anybody who commits violence.
Yep.
And saying that you will testify against them in a court of law.
Sure.
Because that's the only way we're going to be able to stop this.
Yeah. Jump on them, take them down.
Yes. Because they are the ones that are causing all the problems. The best way to get back at Trump is to have the National Guard have to do nothing.
Yep.
Get a million people out in the streets in a peaceful protest.
Yep. I agree.
Okay, but that's what you have to do.
Well said, Mike. Thank you. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've been thinking about what is going on in L.A., and my observation is they want to get us before we get them. Remember the French Revolution?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think it's analogous. I mean, maybe.
You don't. Because he's against all the people.
No,
and
I get that.
A lot more of us than they are them. Of course, they have the big guns and the big weapons, but I think he's really trying to put the horse in front of the cart.
Yeah. Yeah, it may well be. I mean, you know, one of the big lessons of the French Revolution is, you know, what Maximilian Robespierre and his friends did, you know, the what did they call that? The council? No, there was a word for it, but whatever, you know, I mean, the terror, right, is what they turned it into. Be careful.
I was very amazed to find out that not only did they chop off the heads of the rich people, but they also, of their servants and their slaves and their gardeners and everybody who worked for them, according to a movie I saw anyway. I was surprised to see that. But anyway, I think it's a case of get them before they get us, because we're getting more dissatisfied every day.
Yeah.
With how they're treating us and taking away our basic rights.
Yeah, good point, Jane. Thank you very much for the call. Jamal in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jamal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's Jamai.
Jamai, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, there it is.
How are you? Oh, and thank you and Louise for your public service, for letting the world know the truth. And, my topic today is... I want to reiterate, I called before, I truly think that what Trump is doing is basically it's like revenge of, because Putin was part of the KGB when it was USSR,
mm-hmm.
and he felt that was the biggest mistake for the USSR to break up.
Yep.
So I think his revenge is for us, for the same thing to happen to us. And Trump is, because me and my daughter, we finished watching The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it when it came out before, and because I was like, I want to see, like, kind of how this all began, because I feel like the Republican Party, like, they've been all infiltrated in mm-hmm. a lot of different levels,
mm-hmm.
and the Americans just showed so how easily people were to be influenced, to work with the Russians and stuff like that,
yeah.
or just to be blackmailed.
I watched a little bit of that when it first came out. I should probably go back and binge watch the whole series.
Yeah, but right now with the LA, I think that's like his trying to start the beginning with taking away states' rights so that the state can kind of rebel and, you know.
Well, and one of the first things Putin did is he ended all the elected governorships of all the states, the oblasts all across Russia, and replaced them with appointed people that he appointed. Jamai, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Well said.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An inmate has died at the Marathon County Jail. It began on June 1st after the 26-year-old male inmate attempted suicide. Fellow inmates alerted correctional staff the man was unresponsive in one of the housing units. Emergency medical care was provided on-site by the Wausau Fire Department before the inmate was transported to the hospital. He remained under medical care until his death on Sunday, June 8th. The inmate's name is not being released out of respect for the family's privacy. He was booked into the Marathon County Jail on February 2nd and in custody on a probation hold. While housed in a general population unit, the 26-year-old had access to and had engaged with mental health resources. All in-custody deaths are subject to a comprehensive review and/or investigation by multiple agencies. The athletic department of Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids names a new head gymnastics coach. Abby Mitchell will take over as coach for the gymnastics program. Coach Mitchell is a lifetime gymnast who performed for many years at the club level. Most recent coaching experience includes the Lacrosse YMCA, Junior Eagles Gymnastics, and Elite Performance Gymnastics in lacrosse. There is a blood drive this week at the Rome Town Hall. The Community Blood Center will be at 1156 Alpine Drive in Nacoosa on Wednesday, June 11th from 1 to 6 p.m., You can schedule an appointment by calling 800-280-4102 or go to communityblood.org. There'll also be a Red Cross blood drive on Friday, June 13th at the Southwood County YMCA from 10 to 3. You can sign up by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Civic Media's Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on what Democrats are talking about ahead of next weekend's big state convention.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors even before they start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I love it. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Counting dollars by the hour, they twist the truth and bend the rules while they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got
the hour, picking up your calls here. Abrigo in Miami. Hey, Abrigo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of critical thinking, and I went to Panama and came back in May last year.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, I was actually in Panama, in Santiago, and there were buses coming in from Darien carrying immigrants all the way to the border of Costa Rica. So they stopped there where I was. Having a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the immigrants came down, and I asked them why they were coming to the United States, and they said because the border were open. This was last year in 2024.
Yeah.
Then I started thinking, and said, okay, these people are coming in because they're hearing the borders are open where they are not.
Right, and where are they hearing that? They're hearing it on Fox News, and they're hearing it from Ted Cruz and people like him.
Right, and they hear on RT, they hear almost everything, and Fox News is almost all over in South America and Central America.
Yep.
Then I was always thinking, and say, between when Obama was president, the issue wasn't immigration. Immigration wasn't declining. It was what to do with the people that were already here that came as a young people or child,
mm-hmm.
or the dreamers. That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these states, the southern states, Florida, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Carolina, start passing law that the state can also deport, or not deport, but get people if they don't have the driver's license or they are undocumented, and they have to turn it into the immigration. And right. That's why Obama's spike up.
Right.
But then... when Trump started coming down the elevator, he started saying that he was going to build the wall. When that started, most of the people that have problems and issues on their country that want to get out, they say this is the time before they build the wall and start coming in, and then caravans start coming in.
Right.
So Trump created and fabricated an issue that were not to run on it.
Yeah, no, I've been saying this for years, Abrigo, that the Republicans have created this immigration crisis by claiming,
right.
lying through their teeth, but claiming during the Obama and during the Biden administrations
that
the border,
that's correct.
That the border was wide
open
when it wasn't. It never
right.
was.
When it wasn't. And so they're creating an issue that we're not, and now they, when at the end of the Obama administration, on year 15, on 2015, that's when it starts spiking at the end.
Yep.
Immigration, and he didn't know what to do because he's creating an issue that Trump creating an issue that we're not.
Yeah, no,
and then when he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, no, I got it. You know, I got it. The Republicans create the problem, and then they point to the problem and say, we're the ones who can solve the problem. It's bizarre. Abrigo, thank you so much for the call. Sean in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I called in a couple months back. I asked Jefferson this, and he wasn't sure, so maybe you can help. When Trump, when they did the first tax cuts that's expiring after this year, could the Democrats have undone anything or changed the tax policies when they had control of Congress in 2021, 2022?
Arguably, yeah. But it would have produced... I mean, you know, yes, because it could have been done by reconciliation, because the original bill was done by reconciliation. Reconciliation is legislation that only has to do with taxing and spending, and it cannot be filibustered, the so-called Byrd rule. And so, you know, yeah, arguably the Democrats could have submitted a budget by reconciliation that would have undone those tax cuts. But it would have been perceived by a lot of people as a tax increase, even though a lot of the Trump tax cuts were for the middle class started expiring after 3 years. And that's what they're doing again. You know, they're putting some tax cuts for middle class in there, but then they expire after 3, 4, 5 years, whereas the tax cuts for billionaires are for the full 10 years.
But I think it would have been politically unpalatable
for them to do that.
I feel like they could have just targeted the rich, though, right? They could have just targeted millionaires. It just seems like taxing the wealthiest more and, you know, eliminating stock buybacks. And it just seems like that's a platform and getting money out of politics. I mean, that just seems like without even any, like, that just seems like a platform.
I agree.
By itself.
I agree. Let's enforce the Sherman Act again, too. Yeah. No, there's a bunch of things, you know, free college, free health care, enforce the Sherman Act, stop stock buybacks.
I just like to see Democrats actually talk about raising taxes on millionaires going forward. I mean, I feel like they kind of missed an opportunity to at least bring it up when they did control the House. I know they got a lot done in only so much time in 2 years,
Biden did actually increase taxes on rich people, and he also placed a minimum 15% tax on all corporations. He did
raise
taxes.
And he did the 1% stock buyback, too, right?
Although I don't recall the details of it.
I think it was just a 1% tax. I would still like to see more closer to those 50, 70%.
That's the thing, Sean. I think that more and more Americans want, more than even Bernie. I mean, they want a genuinely progressive agenda. They want to go back to LBJ and FDR. And you've got so much of the Democratic Party, you know, under the thrall of, these guys who are deeply in debt to the very wealthy, you know, the Josh Gottheimers and Jared Goldens of the world, the so-called corporate problem solvers. It's a real problem for the party right now. Sean, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Inglewood, what's going on with you, Tommy? Listen, I was at that situation over here on Alondra and the 710 freeway in Paramount, where the ISIS was over there doing their thing.
Oh, interesting.
And the thing that got me thinking was I understood that the LAPD and the sheriffs and all them fellas, that they would not cooperate with ICE, right? Mm-hmm. But also listen to your boy, the new chief of police that they got in L.A. He used to be the chief of police in Long Beach. I can't think of him right now, but I'm looking at his face. I must have got a brain fart. But anyway, Tom, we're in a pickle. And here's the pickle. Trump is trying to distract everybody with this stuff. He's trying to distract from his failures. Governor Newsom, he just missed a prime opportunity. Instead of telling the Homeland Security fella, come and arrest me, you know where I am, he should have let everybody know that Trump is trying to manufacture these crises to distract from his failures. Okay?
That's what he said. He said that in a tweet. He said that on television. I've seen him say that, you know, I mean, I've physically seen him say that on television, of course, twice.
Tom, there's about 10 things you can go straight down and repeat them over and over and over and over, and there's nothing Trump can do. He's decimated this economy. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Our tourism is down in New York, Arizona, and Los Angeles. Canadians are not coming here. They don't play. What this guy is trying to do is, you said this earlier, I've been listening, he's trying to get the insurrection law going. Yep. Once he gets the insurrection law going, you know, we can suspend everything, okay? Yep. And that's where he is. But the governor had a wonderful, he could have taken over the Democratic Party. He could have taken over the, but you know, they come in with the soft language, Tom. They don't speak for the people. This is really not a democracy, Tom. We're going to call it what it is. Democracy is a euphemism. If 80% of the people want something and they can't get it, we
it's
cannot call
a
this a democracy.
No, it's an oligarchy. Yeah, we
okay,
are.
But all I'm spit out the phone number. All this guy had to do was just let everybody know about Trump's failure. We got no more manufacturing. John Gear done left. Farmers are being decimated. Public education is decimated. The rule of law is gone. Just stick to that and let everybody know that Trump is trying to distract from the failure. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Morris. It's the economy, stupid, is the old saying. Yeah, I'm with you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your phone calls. Wendy in Burlington is up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage and improve cellulite appearance. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. There were 5 million jars sold, over 8,000 five-star reviews. Go to getnativepath.com/THOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival? White, green in a new disguise. As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival? The same old hate in modern style. As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes? From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Wendy in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First time call, long time listener.
Thank you, Wendy.
Wondering whether you think, because it's been running around my brain, that this whole deal on last Saturday, it was a distraction or a ruse because of what's going to happen this Saturday.
I think it was a prep for what's going to happen this Saturday. I think that this Saturday, Trump and his buddies are planning on disrupting the anti-Trump protests, and they want to turn those disruptions into spectacle and use them as an excuse for declaring a state of emergency, an insurrection. And I think his ultimate goal is to cause the entire summer to be that. I think also, I think what he wants is a summer of trouble, the summer of 68 in some ways. And
exactly.
And then out of that, he thinks that he can stop the election in 2026, in my opinion. Now, I realize that might be a stretch, and a lot of people think that's a conspiracy theory, but that's what I think he's up to.
I think you and I might be on the same page, and I'm wondering, okay, first, I just got a text from Bernie's office, and Bernie is giving out free basketballs at 1:30, about an hour in Waterbury, Vermont, mm-hmm. about an hour east, mm-hmm. which I find very interesting in a way that he's not going to be in Burlington, and he's doing a great thing, giving away basketballs. But I guess I'm wondering whether, I mean, the protests are planned here, and I'm participating, and I'm wondering if you think that wearing a mask would be a good idea. Is that a good idea, or just approach?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm pretty sure that probably in most of these protests there will be agents of Homeland Security filming people and using facial recognition software. And if you're concerned about that, wearing a mask is probably a very good idea. I won't be wearing a mask, but I'm a fairly public figure. I'm, you know, I couldn't hide, you know, my opinions if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I would not discourage anybody from wearing a mask. Absolutely.
And not, okay, then the other issue is trying to get, I've attended several protests in the area over the past 100 and something days, however many days we're into this. And it's mostly people over the age of 65. And talking with the Generation XYZ, even the millennials, wondering what you would suggest. To try to, they understand that things are amok and a mess. Mm-hmm. How to get them to understand how critical this time is without turning them off?
Well, I think going back to the point that, you know, there has not been, ever since the Reagan Revolution, there has not been any meaningful legislation for the average person. Whereas when the Democrats ran things, you know, from 33 to 1981, we got all kinds of cool stuff, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment insurance, the right to unionize, minimum wage, et cetera. You know, just pointing that out to young people and saying, this is what Republicans have done to us. This is what the Supreme Court did to us with Citizens United. And, you know, and we need to be standing up and fighting back. Wendy, I want to try and get one more call in here before the show's over.
Thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Bye. And good luck this weekend. Yep. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, last minute's yours. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom. If the Republicans and Trump were serious about reducing government waste, wouldn't they try to reduce the defense budget? Isn't it like $1 trillion a year? That's like $1 million.
Yeah, the other one is Medicare Advantage. We know that the insurance companies are overbilling to the tune of over $100 billion a year. I mean, that's been documented 16 ways to Sunday. And there is bloat and waste in the government. Most of it has to do with so-called private-public partnerships like Medicare Advantage. And but the Republicans don't want to go near any of that stuff.
Really? I mean, the defense budget, my understanding is they can't even, the government accounting office, the GAO, can't even do an audit of the defense budget. They like 50 to 60% of their budget they can't even account for.
It's over $1 trillion in aggregate. Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul, talk about the odd couple, got together back, I think it was the last year of the Obama administration. I think it was 2015. I could be wrong, but it was while Obama was president. And, they pushed through legislation that forced an audit of the Pentagon. And that audit failed. It failed miserably. So, Byron, thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Start getting ready for Saturday. And remember, peace. Peaceful protests work. Violence does not. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really? I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins? I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta has just announced that the state is suing President Trump. He says bringing in the National Guard is illegal and causes chaos.
What we saw yesterday happened after the president's unnecessary, counterproductive, and most importantly, unlawful order.
The unrest began following large-scale immigration enforcement operations in the area on Friday. Many National Institutes of Health researchers and staffers have signed a letter criticizing Trump's cuts to public health. Scientist Ian Morgan was among them.
Coming in with this without any notion of how it's done and breaking everything, there's a cost to that.
Chinese and U.S. trade officials are holding talks in London. White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett.
The purpose of the meeting today is to make sure that they're serious, but to literally get handshakes and get this thing behind us.
Tariffs have been rocking global markets for months. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.